Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie that you've probably never seen before. Before I get into today's movie, I should probably explain what a parody movie is. Essentially, it's a movie that can make fun of another movie or genre. This could be making fun of the writing, or the character, or the movie itself. But regardless of that, the audience is not supposed to take parody movies too seriously. If you take it too seriously, it'll go right over your head. But on the flip side of this, if you are making a parody movie, you should take it at least a little seriously. It's a shame that parody movies don't really exist anymore, but you can probably attribute that to the immense amount that came in the early 2000s off the popularity of Scary Movie. The thing about the parody movies that came after that, though, was that they could make them with a small budget, write a script in about a month, film it in half that time, and churn it out to make back a lot of money. Date Movie, Disaster Movie, Meet the Spartans, those are all parody movies and all did this, meaning essentially that when Hollywood didn't care about the parody film anymore, the audience didn't care about the parody film anymore, and thus it died out. But this doesn't mean that parody films are bad, per se. Some are actually really good. A popular one that comes to mind could be Airplane. But other than that, there was one guy who popularized the parody movie in the 70s and 80s, and that was Mel Brooks. He made a full filmography out of parody movies and became known as a Hollywood legend. And we're looking at one of those films today. And full disclosure, I was originally going to do High Anxiety, which was Brooks's parody of Hitchcock movies for the film this week. But after watching it, I felt there wasn't a whole lot to talk about other than the reaction from Hitchcock himself. Maybe some other time. So at the very last minute, I decided to do probably Mel Brooks' most famous film, Blazing Saddles. And yes, I know that the point of the show is to do a movie that not a lot of people are familiar with, but I still think people should see this movie no matter what the show's format is, so let's get to it. Blazing Saddles is a 1974 satirical Western comedy directed by Brooks and written by him, Andrew Bergman, Norman Steinberg, Alan Ugar, and Richard Pryor. Yes, that Richard Pryor. It stars Cleavon Little, along with several regulars of Brooks's films, including Gene Wilder, Madeline Kahn, Harvey Korman, and Brooks himself in several roles. The film is about a black railroad worker, played by Little, who was appointed sheriff of a run-down town in 1874 to upset its all-white residents enough so that they leave and the territorial attorney general, Hedy Lamarr, can build a railroad through it and make a lot of money. Blazing Saddles is an interesting film. If you're in the world of film discussion, you'll often find people say, "Oh, I love Blazing Saddles, but it can't be made today," or, "Oh, Hollywood couldn't make Blazing Saddles in 2023. And to that I say, yeah, I guess. But to be honest, it's more insane that the film came out in the 70s at all. Think about it for a second. Blazing Saddles, for all intents and purposes, looks like a regular Western, except for one major detail. All the villagers' last names are Johnson. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's Cleavon Little's character, Bart. The most prominent Hollywood Westerns star such celebrities as John Wayne, Steve McQueen, Clint Eastwood, and with predominantly white casts. So having a black person not only be in the film, but also be the lead of the film is revolutionary, even to this day, unfortunately. I mean, the most popular Western to star a black person other than this film is probably Django Unchained. And there are plenty out there, and who knows, maybe I'll cover some in the future. But it's quite ironic that this film is the most prominent. Blazing Saddles is very much a commentary on the Western and the American frontier in general. The gaudiness, the big sets, the extravagant outfits, the fact that this point in history wasn't necessarily a land of fairy tales as the films would let you believe. It makes fun of all of those tropes, and the character of Bart exemplifies that. And this is what I was talking about earlier. If you're making a parody film, you should at least take it at least somewhat seriously, so that the audience doesn't feel like it was a chore to film. And even these parody films can speak a thousand words and touch on some defining themes with the right material. This nuance in Blazing Saddles doesn't make it any less funny, mind you. Blazing Saddles is a hilarious romp that I personally can probably give several quotes from just off the top of my head. Of course, it didn't receive the same praise back when it first came out. In an era of comedy which was dominated by the humor of Woody Allen, mostly Brooks' films were very much looked down upon as being lowbrow. People criticized it for not focusing on the story and spending too much time on the jokes, mostly followed by many crude obscenities. But those who saw what it was underneath it all knew how special it was. But I'd be careful about watching it in front of the kids. Oh sure, it may look like a fun western, but it's definitely not. Blazing Saddles is very much rated R. I probably wouldn't have been surprised if the MPA rated it X when it first came out. But it gets that R from its language, and for a western film that's supposed to be satirical, you can probably guess some of that language. I also find it ironic that one of the only films in Brooks' filmography that's rated R is the one that's a parody of probably one of the tamest film genres ever. But despite all of this, Blazing Saddles is just a movie that you can't forget about. It's still talked about to this day with the same intrigue and excitement that the film gives off. It's deemed one of the funniest films ever and has been nominated for 3 Oscars. And in recent years, Mel Brooks has said that he'd like to do a stage version of Blazing Saddles. He had previously done musicals on 2 of his other movies, so we'll see if people will be receptive to that and if it can have the same profound impact it had back then. Blazing Saddles is currently available to stream on HBO Max and Tubi, and to purchase and rent on iTunes and Amazon. You can buy it on Blu-ray or DVD, or check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.